الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فهو المهتد، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise him and we seek help from him. We ask forgiveness from him. We repent to him and we seek refuge in him from our own evils and our own bad deeds. Anyone who has been guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is indeed guided. Anyone who has been misguided, you will never find a guardian to guide him. I bear witness that there is no deity except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, without any partner, and the only one. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and his servant. O Allah, let your prayer, your peace, your blessing be upon your servant and your messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and upon his family and all his companions. In continuation of the series of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, today's khutbah is about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-jaleel, dhul jalali wal ikram, the mighty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-jaleel is perfect in his greatness, and all the great attributes belongs to him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-jaleel is in all his attributes, in all his works, and all what he is doing, is he has perfection in everything in his way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is al-jaleel. He will glorify whoever will has the intention to worship him and to worship him. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to humiliate whoever will kick him out from his mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-jaleel, in the people that they know him, he will have his mercy and his forgiveness on them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is the one who will give orders, and he will give commands, and he will make rules and regulations for his slaves to follow. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything below his greatness, and everything under his commands. In the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's attributes of highness and attributes of greatness, and also glorification to him. So, and also the attributes of beauty. So from the attributes of beauty is the gentleness and forgiveness. And also these attributes of perfection that also belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this perfection's attribute is for the mind to think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and for the souls to glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these attributes of beauty and attributes of greatness and highness, and all this belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any partners. So Al-Jaleel, the name, the attribute Al-Jaleel did not come explicitly in the Quran, but it came in the Sunnah, in the words of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After each prayer, when you say Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to
say, اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. O Allah, you are the peace, and the peace is from you. Glorification to you, O you high, and you are belong to you all the generosity. So this words here that you say it after every prayer. So glorification to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all times, and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised the Muslims to always remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his greatness and with his highness, with his name Al-Jaleel, Dhul Jalal wal Ikram, Allahu Jalla Jalalu. That's all these attributes belongs to Allah, and only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala this attributes can be said. So the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Al-Jaleel, that you feel that when you feel that greatness when you pray for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you think and contemplate for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you feel that beauty within your soul, within yourself. When you think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's the most high, he's the most generous, he's the most forgiving. So it means that you have no one to be humiliated to from other humans. But when you humiliate yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's in itself it's a greatness. That's a big difference between you humiliate yourself to human and when you humiliate yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise your rank and will forgive you, will give you all the great attributes that you looking for when you go to him humiliated. You ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, but when you go to compare that stand, if you are in front of human, when you compare that you stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a prayer, you the happiness in the world with you. But when you go in front of someone human and ask him for something, you feel that humiliation that cannot be compared. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who remove any harmness, and he's even in his hands, in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hands, is the hearts of your enemy. This means that even if you are in a difficult situation, you just ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be there for you. Even he will make your enemy to work for you and to be with you, even without him knowing. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator. He is the high. He is the one who created the whole universe, from the heavens and the earth, from humans and the jinn, from the trees, and from the all, everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the sole creator. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the mighty, and he's the strongest, and no one will have any power to get near the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give generosity to the people, and even you can say that from the attributes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give to the human, that could be apparently good, but within it is harmless, and the opposite. Apparently harmless, but within it is greatness. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you want to discipline his slave, he will maybe will prevent something from him, but actually he's straightening him out to the right path. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to put the slave away, even he will give him wealth, he will give him all what he wants, And that really is harming him because he's staying away. Staying away from the way of Allah. So whenever you have any harm or anything in your way, when you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it, because this is in reality could be something good for you. But if you think that if you are given all the materials in your hands and all what you need, then you need to think. Think and also to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala this to be for your goodness, because you don't know. So this, keeping that in mind, that will always, you always contemplate and thinking about the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also anything wrong happening in your way, do not think it is just a punishment for its own punishment. No, it could be for your good, for your goodness too. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the blessings that, if you count the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you, it will be unlimited. And in Surah Al-Balad, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alam naj'al lahu aynayn wa lisanan wa shafatayn. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you two eyes, and give you tongue, and give you lips, and all this to see the good, and to say the good, and even to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with it. So you are created to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with all the blessings that He gave you. And even look at all the muscles that He gave you, all the your legs and your hands and all your parts, your fingers and your nose and even your teeth and your throat and everything, and everything in you, it's from the greatness and from the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. تبارك اسم ربك ذي الجلال والإكرام. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you this to thank Him, and when you thank Allah, Allah will bless you, and this will be for your own benefits. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you the ability to sleep, that's a blessing. Just ask someone who cannot sleep. It will be harmless. That will be something that is suffering. But when you sleep, that's a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for you to rest and to continue on to your worship and to continue on for your work, which is when you change or keep your worship or your work as a worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will be rewarded for it. So, and all what you do with your hands or with your body, and even with your thoughts and with your hearts, for everything to be toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and for thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it, then the rewards will be from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the paradise. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with His highness, He's going to glorify His slaves, and with His humiliation, He will humiliate the disbelievers, and whatever they do will never reach the point for the believer to enjoy the happiness of being near Allah. When you are near Allah, your happiness will continue and forever will be, and even will be for afterlife will be happiness forever. But even the pleasure that the people who is staying away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to be temporary. And ask them. Ask the richest people in the world, and they may not have a peace of mind. Even look at some places when the people have all the materials they need, they may even commit suicide because of they don't have anything to occupy their souls. The material life is not the goal in this earth, but the happiness is to be connected to your Creator. Your Creator will put the happiness in you, and if you think about that. And the whole earth and what in it will not be equal to it. The people who, when you wake up at night and you pray just the two rak'ahs, you feel that happiness. You feel that peace within you when you are near Allah. And go and, God forbid, that someone is committing all sins, and even it's a very temporary pleasure, but after that, maybe the worst behavior will be for them, because they are not resting. they are not, there's no peace or no peace connecting them with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah kicked them away and the devil with them, and the devil is not going to make them have any peace or happiness at all. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم. أدعو الله عسى أن تكون هذه ساعة إجابة. Supplicate, may Allah accept our supplication at this time. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. الله سبحانه وتعالى الجليل، the high. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you, He's going to make everything under your control. Everything will be in your control, in your favor, even without knowing. And how many times things happen that you think it is wrong for you, but later you discover that it was really good, it was good. So when you leave everything for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to decide for you, then you are in good hands. When you make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in control of your affairs, when you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that, then you not to worry. Because whatever happened for you is for your own goodness. And the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's generous, His generosity is unlimited. And you don't underestimate what something small that you do, that could be mountains of hasanat. And don't underestimate something wrong you do, and could be mountains of sayyat. So if you say something good and that goodness will spread, then you're going to get the goodness of everyone will follow. And if you spread something bad and someone will imitate it, and you're going to be held accountable for what you've done and what everybody else has done behind you. So keeping that in mind, that will always think about, be very careful of what you say, what you do, because either for you or against you. And how we can use the attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Jaleel in our life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is perfect, and His greatness, and He likes His slaves to even to imitate His attributes. So how to imitate the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You cannot reach the perfection, but at least to your goal is to work toward that direction. In whatever you do, keep in mind that some attributes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would like you to do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a merciful, so you have mercy in your deal with others. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgiving. So you mean that if someone that did something wrong to you, you forgive, then you will be forgiven, and so on. So all the good qualities that you think of when you do it for the sake of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do it for you. Because you if you have somebody and apologize to you that if you've done something wrong with you and you don't accept, and you say, no, I'm not going to accept your apology. Could you imagine when you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not say, I'm not going to forgive you? No, so when if somebody asks you for forgiveness, if you did something wrong, if he did something wrong to you, accept the apology. Of course, it is with all the rules and regulations of and the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to follow. So So the true believers should follow a Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam way and work toward these qualities and attributes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us to do or not to do. So when you are humble to others, when you not to say too much jokes, because when you say too much jokes, your heart will get hearted. And when you minimize your words, unless if it is for goodness, because whatever you say will be for you or against you. When you don't accuse anybody without proof. And all these qualities, when you review all this and you keep in mind that your relationship with Allah, Allah is watching you all the time with what you say, what you do, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us in His way all the time. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma inna nas'aluka ba anna laka alhamd wa la ilaha illa ant. Wahdaka la sharika lak. Ya Hannan, ya Mannan, ya Badi' as-samawati wal-ard, ya dhal jalal wal-ikram. Ahrusna ba'aynika allati la tanam. Waknifna biruknika allati la yuram. Ya aziman yurja kull azim. يا عليم يا حليم يا جليل اكفنا ما همنا وغمنا واكشف عنا السوء وفرج عنا الهم ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين وتوفنا مسلمين وأنت راض عنا يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا رب العالمين. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.